This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm really excited to have our next guest on. He is Andre Domino. He is the CEO of ADMtronics Unlimited, Inc. While they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ADMT. What they do, they're a medical device development manufacturing company. They do everything in-house with their own proprietary technology. Andre, welcome to the show. I really do appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I want to talk about your revenues a little bit because I think they're worth talking about before we get into the Q&A. In 2014, you guys did $1.8 million in revenue. In 2015, you did $2.8 million revenue, and then you went to positive earnings. And then 2016, you did $4.5 million in revenue and a positive earnings. What gives?
Well, it was a real turnaround point for us back then, and you know we've now had 14 consecutive quarters of growth in our revenues, and we have gone very profitable. It was really a change in our business forced upon us, actually, because of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. We've always been developing medical device technologies of our own, and we have a number of patented medical technologies. But back when Obamacare hit, it put the medical device tax on us, as well as the fact that it lowered reimbursement rates for a number of technologies. And we had just introduced the technology. Unfortunately, it got hit by the reduced reimbursement rate. So I had to kind of reinvent the company. One door closed, another one opened, and we started outsourcing for other people. And we've done now design and development work that changed the company around totally. It acted as a cash generator for us. So now I've got sufficient cash to go back in and start to redevelop our own proprietary technology. So we've got in essence an excellent cash flow generator in our medical device technology services that we provide, and at the same time we've got these products that we're going to be bringing to market that are our own proprietary patented medical devices.
You know, and that's what I want to talk about today. That's why, you know, I wanted you to come on the show, describe the company's activities and its proprietary products. I know you guys do everything in-house, but what kind of products are we talking about, and how big is that market space?
Well, we've focused or specialized really in therapeutic medical electronics. You know, these are non-drug applications for treating various conditions. So, for example, on our plan right now, we've got a device which we previously had cleared for the treatment of tinnitus, which is a hearing condition where people hear constant ringing in the ears. So we have a patented FDA-cleared device that we started marketing a few years ago, but we now are upgrading that device to a new version, which will be smartphone-controlled and easier to use, and we hope to introduce that sometime later in 2017. So, for example, just in that product, which, by the way, the trademark is called Aurex, A-U-R-E-X, that product, there's 25 million people in the United States that suffer from the tinnitus condition, and more than double that around the world. So, you know, that product, we're going to resubmit it to the FDA and put the new version out, and it's got big potential. The one right behind that is our Sonotron technology, which is a non-invasive device for treating pain conditions like inflammatory joints, such as pain from osteoarthritis, tendonitis, and bursitis. And if anybody's of your listeners that's out there that's a little bit older, you know that those joints start to get painful. And this is a technology which, again, non-drug, non-invasive electronic therapy technology that we are going to be submitting to the FDA for clearance. And in our tests and in our clinical studies has shown very good results in reducing pain and increasing range of motion of inflammatory joint problems.
Two-part prong question I have here. One, are you selling directly to the consumer? And two, are all the sales that came in 2016, is that domestic and international or just domestic?
Well, the revenues in 2016 were primarily domestic engineering services revenue. So those revenues, even though they're growing extremely well, is in our services business. We think that those will be eclipsed once we get our own proprietary products out on the market, the two that I mentioned and others. And so, you know, the primarily right now it is domestic, but there is certainly a large international market for it, and we will be going to that after we go through the U.S. market.
My guest today is Andre Domino. He is the CEO of ADMtronics Unlimited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ADMT. Stock price is at around 18 cents. Your market cap's only around 14.7. And I bring that up for a reason. If I sign you like a 20 PE ratio to your last earnings, your market cap should be around 90 million. So you guys are undervalued.
Not only that, you know, if you consider, you're right, not only the ratio that you're talking about, but just our cash in hand, we've been so successful over the past 14 months that we've internally generated over $2 million in cash, so therefore we're going to be internally funding these products. So if you, you know, if you split out the cash and you look at the ratios that you're talking about, believe me, I totally agree that we're undervalued right now.
So when is a good time to invest in ADMT stock?
Well, I think now more than ever, you know, we've demonstrated that we've been able to turn the corner significantly. We've put back-to-back revenues on a quarterly basis together, and we've got now the upside potential for when our own proprietary products hit the market. Our engineering services business is going to continue, but you'll see in just our last quarter, I've started devoting more of our energies into our proprietary products, and that is because of the long-term benefit that we're going to get from the products that we generate. So you've got a double hit here, is that you've got this revenue stream that's occurring right now, plus the future potential for the products that are going to come online.
So you don't see this as a one and done. You see the continued revenue growth going consistently on to 2017.
Absolutely. You know, the engineering services, I have to tell you candidly, we have not advertised for that services. We've been doing so well that it's all been networked and referrals. So I think that that's just going to continue, and I can be selective on those clients and keep generating revenue there. And at the same time, my great team here of engineers and technologists, we're working on our own proprietary products. And it absolutely just what you said, it's not one and done. It's actually lots and lots to come.
You know, your market float is still around 39 million shares, 38.9, something like that?
That's correct. That's the float. There's total shares outstanding of about 67 million, and of that, about 38, 39 million in the float.
You know, a lot of the, and I've interviewed over 500 CEOs on the OTC market last year in 2016, you know, and a lot of them don't want to talk about this, but we're talking about financial conditions of ADMT. How's the balance sheet? Are we going to be diluting? Do we got plenty of capital to go forward? Do we need to go out there into the secondary market and raise any money or do a convertible? Can you give us a little bit of a breath in that part of your company?
Certainly. I mean, we're in a very healthy condition with virtually no debt on the balance sheet. I think there's under $300,000, which has really just recently been put on because of some equipment expansions that we've done. But there's really virtually no debt on the company. We're very cash rich because of the past experience that we've had. And our business plan right now does not call for any infusion of capital. We have sufficient capital right now to take our products to the next level. When we get those new products to the next level, I mean, certainly there's some possibility that we could look for funding. But right now, our business plan, we're flush with cash, and we're going to use that cash to advance the company forward.
Andre, a couple of weeks ago, you came out with a press release, and I don't know if it was the title, but it was definitely in the press release, getting rid of extraordinary expenses. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, what we had was in the third quarter of our fiscal year is March 31st, so for the quarter ended December 31st, with what was going on after the election and the positive things we see from this new administration, we think that the medical device tax is going to be repealed. We think that the environment is real good for what we do. And therefore, in that quarter, I invested heavily internally in our infrastructure. We've brought in automated, computer-controlled manufacturing equipment. We brought in more 3D prototyping equipment. So we internally expanded our capabilities, taking advantage of the cash that we have and at the same time the potential that we see in the marketplace coming. So that quarter, yes, was hit with heavier-than-normal expenses. But now this quarter going forward, we're going to go back to our normal overhead and so forth, and therefore, I project that things are going to continue to go well.
The company that we're highlighting today is ADMtronics Unlimited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ADMT. In closing here, Andre, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, I appreciate being on. And, you know, unfortunately, as a low price stock, you know, sometimes people think that we're a low quality because of the price of our stock. And quite the contrary, we've been in business a long time. We're experts in what we do. And I think the future potential of our company is looking good, while at the same time, we're doing great on a financials and fundamentals basis. So although we're a low price stock, we think that it's an excellent investment for those people that are interested in a company that's got a good future.
I wish you nothing but continued success. I do want to check back with you in about 40 or 50 days, if that's okay, and just get another update for my listeners about your company.
Well, great. I appreciate that, and I look forward to that.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.